Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Hey. This is the sugya of Mumer. So I want to go through B'cholli is the sugya of Mumer, how people comes out of the sugya, and then we'll maybe see some Ma'aris I'll say to the Gemara. In the sugya of Shchitas Mumer, there's two shilas about Shchitas Mumer. There's a case of Mumer where his shchita is not good. Pashas, because he's not a bar zvicha, even if we know for sure the shchita was done with all the hilcha shchita, even if we were baidik the sakin and we saw the shchita mitchila v'atzayif, and we know bebriris that all the hilcha shchita was observed, but nevertheless, the one who's shechting is not considered a bar zvicha, he's not kasha for shchita, it's nevela no matter what. And then you have the sugya of Mumer, where if you would know the shechita was a good shechita, it's good. Then the shayla is, what's the halacha? When do you trust somebody on shechita? That's the din of Mumer, Eichel Nevelas to Te'oven, where the din is Baidik Sakinai. You don't have to watch the shechita, but you do have to Baidik the Sakin. And there are also other chilukei dinim in that sugya of Mumer. What's the din lechatchila? What's the din if it's not Le'Te'oven? Not let the oven Yizikha can't trust him, but the pshat is, could you lechatchila do it with Achayim Rayin Aysam? What's it in if he's a mumma to another Aveir could be trusted on Shechita? Beis Hashem, we'll get to that in the Hemshech of the Shia. But first, I want to discuss the first topic of mummer. When do you say that somebody is a mummer, but often that his Shechita is possible, even if he kept all the Hilcha Shechita, his Shechita is possible, but Etzim, he's a din of a guy, he's a din of a lav bar zvicha, and his shchita is nevela, even if he does observe the hilcha shchita. So the sugya started off with the maimer of Avanan Amishmuel, which he held that a mummer la'ivet avodah zarah, a mummer for avodah zarah, his shchita is kasher. He's a perfectly observant Jew, almost perfectly. I mean, he keeps all the mitzvahs except for avodah zarah. Gemara says in times of the Bayis Rishon, there's a very big yitzvah to avodah zarah. There's a big Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Even people that would generally keep the Torah would keep the mitzvahs, but Avodah Zarah was much harder. Avanan Amishmuel says, not keeping Hilchas Avodah Zarah, not keeping the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, doesn't passel somebody from a shechita. And the Gemara's Maskana was not like Avanan. The Gemara says, Tiyuvda de Avanan Tiyuvda. The Gemara brought a raya from a braisa, that someone who is a mumal Avodah Zarah is... his shchita is not good, and the Gemara says, "Kus chamur avay desire shekala kayfabach kamayde b'chala terekula." And the Chayyim would in the opposite, "Kala mayde b'aske kayfabach chala terekula." And Rashi brings the pasuk, "V'chisishku leisasu as kala mitzvah se'ela," that it says if you don't keep all the mitzvahs, and the pasuk means if you don't keep avay desire, you bring a carbon, a siri avay desire. So that teaches you that not keeping avay desire is like not keeping kala terek. So that much of Avanan Amishmuel also held that someone who's a kaifa b'chala teira kula, he's a mumma b'chala teira, his shechita isn't good. He just said avodah zarah, the pshat is, that's only one mitzvah. And the Gemara says, no, avodah zarah is like a mitzvah, which is like kala teira kula. Now the Gemara also adds one more thing, mechal shabbos ifahesya. A mechal shabbos ifahesya also, even if that's the only thing that he doesn't keep, but... by not keeping Shabbos b'fehesya, then he's like a kaifa b'chala teir kula. Rashi explains, because he's kaifa b'kadosh baruch hu, he's kaifa b'maisav, because he's meyit sheker shloshavas kadosh baruch hu b'maisav bereishis. There's an interesting tshuva in Igris Moshe, it's in Yerudei Chelek Beis Simen Hei, where he's discussing, when you have somebody that was a chazan in a shul, with that shul allowed to use a microphone on Shabbos, which Rav Moshe held, it was Chil Shabbos, and he held also that since the Gedolei Torah hold this Chil Shabbos, he can't just be Samech on any Rav that says that it's Mutter. And Rav Moshe held he was puzzled as a Sheikhid, even if you check his Sakin and you watch his Shechita Metchila Vatzayif, he's a Mechal Shabbos of Ehesya. But when Rav Moshe was asked that if he wouldn't be allowed to be a Sheikhid, that would ruin the entire Shechita, and there'd be major problems, so he was mitzarif a few atayrim to be matrim, al kapanim, until they could manage to replace him without ruining the whole shechita. He said, first of all, there is a machlekes Hapeiskim, what's the din if someone's mechal Shabbos if he has by Nisa Derabanan? It's brought in the Piskei Tshuva. So saying, going on a microphone, l'chayr is only Nisa Derabanan, and Mimela, it's at least the Suffolk, a mechalikus in the Peskim, if that blive is a mechal Shabbos if he has. And second of all, he was mitzadet that maybe you could consider him a shegig, even though he should know better, he should know to listen to the G'dayle Torah that say that it is Chul Shabbos, but maybe he's considered a shegig, he's rationalizing, he feels he could be Seimach on the rabbi that said that you are allowed to talk in a microphone on Shabbos. But then Rav Meshach is mitzayin for another svar that he explains what's the pshat the Mechal Shabbos befehesya has a din of kaifa b'chala terekulam, and b'tzinanat, what's the chilik fehesya and tzina? You don't find the gabi other mitzvahs of chilitin fehesya and tzina. And what's b'chalal the pshat, he says, l'chaya, when a guy's mechal Shabbos, why are we assuming that he's a kaifer, that Hashem wasn't shavas on Shabbos, a kaifer ma'isa b'reishis? Why don't we say that really he believes that way, but he has a shtark yetzar, he gotta make a living. Just like any other mitzvah, we don't say he doesn't believe in the concept of shechita, he does, but he wants to eat the meat, or he wants to save money, and he doesn't have any other meat, or it's too expensive, or whatever it is, so mamela, he can't give in to his yetzar. Why don't we say the same thing by Shabbos? So Ramesha says that the pshat's like this, Shabbos is a statement. Shabbos is a statement. If it's bitzina, so then it doesn't matter what you say, it matters what you think. So we'll name on a cheskes kashus, mistam and his yin, believes in the Eivishta, believes in Shabbos, believes in Bria Sa'ilam, it's just the Tayavik. But if it's with Vehesya, so then it's a public statement that you don't believe in the Eivishta, you don't believe in the Eivishta and Maisav Rishis, you don't believe in the Maisav, like Rashi says. And when you have a public statement, there's a concept of Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim. It doesn't matter what you really think. It matters what you say. What you say b'fehesya, that's considered to be your belief, and whatever you say in your heart, that's dvarim shablei veinim dvarim. So Meili declares, if this guy is basically a shema Shabbos, it's just this one thing which he needs for his parnasa where he's doing it. So it could be that's already called belief by belief kol adam. Everyone could see that he's really a shema Shabbos, and it's just because of a parnasa reason, he allows himself to do this chilul Shabbos, that wouldn't be like a mechal Shabbos of Hesya. Now you have to know, what's the chilul in that? And every mechal Shabbos l'tiyavin, where the pshat is that when it's not l'tiyavin, he does keep Shabbos, so why don't you say the same thing? Tzarech Yid, exactly where Rav Meshach meant to be mechalik. But the big I want to bring from the Igros Meshach is that he's saying that mechal Shabbos of Hesya, when you make a public statement of kfirah in the Eivishta, even if we could give you a cheskes kashus that in your mind you don't really believe that statement that you're making, but a public statement, what you think in your mind is not enough. Dvarim shablei veinim dvarim. That's the pshat in Mechal Shabbos if I ask you. So I'll go upon him. What do we have? We have someone who's Eivet Avedah Zarah is like Kaifa Bechal HaTerah Kula. Someone who's Mechal Shabbos if I ask you is like Kaifa Bechal HaTerah Kula. And then we have a Kaifa Bechal HaTerah Kula, that's also Mavur in the Gemara, a Mumma L'chal HaTerah, and the Pais can point out, even if the L'chai L'Tayr doesn't include Avedah Zarah and Chul HaShabbos HaFehesya, he's never Eved Avedah Zarah, and he's never Mechal HaShabbos HaFehesya, but L'maisa, he doesn't keep Chul HaTayr Kula, but Tzarechin together, if he keeps one or two mitzvahs, what's it in? L'chai, it's not enough. L'chai, is Ephesakam Abubik HaKulay. But there is a Musig, that he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs. He's not observant. And therefore, he's a kaifa b'chal HaTerah Kula, which even Rav Anan held, has a din of a guy, and his shechita is no good. So in the Vayla and the Gemara, you see these three things. These three mumrim have a din of a guy. A mumr l'chal avayda zara, even if it's b'tzina. A mumr l'chal shamas of ahesya, which is, like Rashi says, a kaifa amongst the bereshis. So he's also a kaifa b'chal HaTerah Kula. And then you have a mumr l'chal HaTerah Kula, even if it does not include Avedah Zarah or Chil HaShabbos HaFehesya, where there, it also has a din of a guy, his shechita is no good. Now, the two other cases where you find in the Peskim, and maybe in other Gemaras, where they also wouldn't have a din of a yin, and the male of the shechita wouldn't be good. First of all, the case of Mumer Lahachis. That's a Gemara in Hari is Daf Yad Aleph, and in Avedah Zarah Daf Chavav and Beis, it's brought in Taisis He brings the Gemara of Mumma Lahachis. We're there, it's a machlekes. It's a machlekes of Acher and Avina. The machlekes is a Mumma Lahachis. Is he a Mummer or is he a Min? It's hard to know exactly what the original text of the Gemara was, as it was definitely changed by the censor. But Lachaya, it was something like, is he to have a din of a Mummer or does he have a din of a Min? And it's a Shaila how he paskin. The Rajwa paskins, he does not have a din of a min. The Rajwa paskins, he has a din of a mummer. And therefore, even someone who is a mummer, lahachis, as long as he checked his knife and saw his shchita mitchila v'atzeif, the Rajwa holds, it's a kashur shchita. But the Ramban, here in Chedushim and the Ran, they bring down this din that a mummer lahachis has a din of a min. But they're mechalik. They say it depends. There are two types of lahachis. The Gemara discusses a mumalate oven, which he is a loishavah keter v'ochel isura. Okay, you can rely on him that if he has a choice, he's going to take the mutter. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara had said that you could eat the chametz after Pesach because he definitely switched the chametz with the guy. Loishavah keter v'ochel isura. So he's a mumalate oven. In other words, he does keep kashrus, just not when it's hard, not when he needs to eat the food. But otherwise, he would do what he can, if it's not too hard, if it's not too big of a tircha, and doesn't cost money, he'll do what he can to keep the laws of kashrus. That's called the teyavin, that's definitely not lahachis. But in lahachis, you have two types. You could have someone that doesn't care about kashrus. He is a shavah keter of achal yisura. Even if he could go to the kosher butcher, he goes to the non-kosher butcher, even though it's the same price. He's not interested in walking the extra block for the kosher butcher. That's called Shavah Keter V'Achal Yisura. He's not pshat that he needs the money, he's trying to save money. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about kashrus. So that's one type of mummer, somewhat lahachis, that says he's certainly not a mummer l'te'avain, he's a mummer because he doesn't care. Then you have another type of mummer lahachis. You have a type of mummer lahachis, lahachis! He wants treif! He's interested in bedavka eating treif. He wants to show whoever he wants to show. He wants to show the Eivishta. He wants to show the world. He wants to have, he bedavka does not want to keep kosher bedavka. He's going to, if he has a choice between kosher and treif, okay, he's going to walk the extra block to the treifa butcher store. Zok der Ramban and der Ran, such a person, that's the machlekes in the Gemara and Harius and Avodah Zarah, and such a person has a din of a min. He's a min, and a mela, he has the same din as a Eivet Avay Dezara, and a Mechal Shabbos of Vehesya, and a Kaif of Mechal Terekula, even if he does keep other mitzvahs. But if there is a mitzvah, which he bedafka, b'shum eifin, not only he doesn't keep l'teyavain, but fakert. And not only he doesn't care about it, but fakert. He bedafka wants to be over that mitzvah, because lahachis, because since the Torah says that you have to do what the Eibush Mitzavit Mimele wants to do for a Ket, he's a Min. The Rashba holds that that's the Machlokes in the Gemara in Harius, and the Rashba paskins Lekula, there's not a Min. There are, and the Ben the Kabbayis and the Rashba, it's interesting, he said that the Machlokes in the Gemara is the case where he doesn't care one way or the other, and in that case it's a Machlokes in the Gemara if he's a Min or not, and in that case there are as maskim to the Rashba, that you go Lakula. But the Ra'ah himself happens to hold, but if he's doing it mamash bedavka, because the Eivish is mitzavah this way, because the Teresh is that way, he's doing fakir, that way he's zicha min. No one even argued about that case. And the Rashi Mishmer Sabayis is mayach to be matchidvarev. But the Ra'ah comes like the same thing as the Ramban and the Ran, this chilek, that if he's doing it bedavka, he's a min. And if it's, because he doesn't care one way or the other, he's not a min. No, the Ramban and the Rana Mashma, that is Gufra Machlekes in the Gemara in Harius, if he's doing it Mamish Bedavka, and we paskin Lechumra. And the Ra holds that no, the Machlekes is in the case where he doesn't care one way or the other, and there we talk a paskin Lekula. And when he's Bedavka against, so there everyone agrees he's a Min. Now, the Rambam doesn't bring any of this in Hilchas Shchita, but the Rambam, the Gaon points out in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam holds that the Rambam in Hilchas Aveda and in Hilchas Ritzeach brings Lagabe Ashavas Aveda and Lagabe even the din of Meridin and Veloy Mailin. He says clearly that someone who's Eivir Lahachis has a din of a min, and you can't return an aveda to him, and there's no iser tzicha by him. So I bezai l'chayre, who would din l'gabe shkita, where the Rambam says that a min shkita is no good, he doesn't describe what a min is, and in these places he says that someone who's oiva l'hachas is a min, so l'chayre, this is what the Gayin says, who would din l'gabe shkita, the Rambam would agree to the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Ra'ah, that someone who's even aver lahachis, meaning completely lahachis, not that he doesn't care one way or the other, but he wants bedavka to be even avera, he has a nevimin, and his shkita is no good. And then you have shitas Taisus and the Rush. Taisus and the Rush say, the Taisus is on Dav Gimel Midbeis, Divya Maskel, Kasava Kusim, Gevi Araya Sein, that Taisus says, that you learn off of a zavachta, mashat a zavachat to eichel, kalayma oise shu bar zvicha, lafuka eivik echavim, va eichel neveleis lahachis. That he's not considered a bar zvicha. And the Rosh also says that. And the Beis Yosef says that mistimis divri herosh, it's mashma, that even if it's not the darga of lahachis, that imamish is doing it bedafka, he bedafka wants to eat treif. He goes past the kosher butcher store, dafka, to go to the treifa butcher store because it's a issa to eat treif. Not only that case, but anyone that's not litayavan, anyone that doesn't care, he's not matriach, even a small tircha, to go to the kosher butcher store because he doesn't care one way or the other, that's also called lahachas, and he's also not a bar zvicha. Now, the arachreinim that learn the Beis Yosef, that he holds, that any mumer, which is not l'tei avain, anyone who doesn't care one way or the other about a kiyum or a bitl of a mitzvah, he has a din of a min, and he has a din of a guy. But the guy doesn't learn that way, and it's not the pashtus of the Kesef Mishnah. The pashtus is like this. It's davka ba'echel nevelis l'hachas, Taisa says, and the Rosh. It says, Taisa and the Rosh are coming from another angle. There's one question b'chlolius. Does this person have a din of a yid, or does this person have a din of a guy? So, someone who's Eved Avei Dezaria, someone who's Mechal Shabbos of Hesya, someone who's Kaifa Bechal Atayar Kula, he has a din of a guy. Someone who is not Mechal Shabbos of Hesya, he's not Eved Avei Dezaria, he keeps most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, but there's a mitzvah that he doesn't keep lahachis. It's a Mechalikis in the Gemara and Harius in an Avei Dezaria. And a Mechalikis Avi Paskin, the Raja Paskin, he has a din of a yid, the Ramban and the Ran, and the Rambam, at least in Ilchas Aved Nusritzeich, even though he doesn't say it in Ilchas Shkita, Paskin has din of a guy. But that lahachis, Rishayim is saying, that means really lahachis. That, not that you don't care one way about the mitzvah, but you're doing it because you want to be over on this mitzvah of the dafka. And that's the kuliyam. I understand the Ra'ah said that the Gemara in Harius means that case, but the Ra'ah passes the kula. Taiz and the Rosh is saying a different thing. Avada, the guy who's a mumma eichel nevelis lahachis, and we're going to name on the Beis Yosef's diak, that's who a din if he doesn't care one way or the other. And even in that case, Taiz and the Rosh hold that he's not a bar shechita. But he is a yid. He'd be kashal le'edus. You can return him as aveda. He's not a kaif of a b'kala terekula. He keeps all the mitzvahs. Punk nevela, he doesn't care one way or the other. He eats treif and kosher. It doesn't matter to him. So he's a yid. But he's not a bar zvicha. Because Teis and the Rosh define bar zvicha not by somebody who's mechuyiv in shkita. They define bar zvicha as someone who keeps the laws of shkita. And someone that's a mumma eichel nevelis l'tei avain, so at least he keeps the laws of shkita when he could. He's still called a bar shkita. But someone that's a mumma eichel nevelis l'hachas, meaning he doesn't care one way or the other. So by him, the laws of shkita are completely meaningless. Even though he's not a bedafkinik. He's not somebody that, by him, he bedafka wants to eat treif, but he doesn't care one way or the other, so he's not a bar zvicha. But the nafka means, let's say, it's another mitzvah. Let's say he keeps kosher, but he doesn't keep shatnez. Not that he bedafka wears shatnez, but he couldn't care less. It says, yes, shatnez and not shatnez, he couldn't care less. He'll wear shatnez, even when there's a perfectly good suit that's not shatnez, and this one is shatnez. He says, I don't believe in shatnez, I don't do shatnez, I don't keep this mitzvah. But again, not bedafka. If the non-shatnez store was close to a buy from the non-shatnez store, happens to be, if the shatnez store happened to be closer, say, buy from the shatnez store, he doesn't want to go extra half a block to get the non-shatnez suit. says a shavik keteir for achal isura, but not for kashus, for shatnis. So Taisa Suleimaska Meshkita is good, because he's called the Barzvicha, because he keeps kosher. And he's not called the Min, because unless he's Bedavka, Antahi Bedavka wants to be Oivin a Mitzvah Teira, he's not a Min. So what do we have here to sum up? A Mumr for Avodah Zarah, a Mumr for Chil Shamas for Hesya, a Mumr for Kala Teira Kula, even if it's L'Teyavain, is not a Yid Bechlal. Heshkita is no good. A mumma lahachis, it depends. The Rashba is a mumma lahachis is a yid. His shchit is good, even if he eats nevelis lahachis, even if it's completely and totally lahachis. But dafka, he's still good. He's still a yid. But the Ramban and the Ran hold that way. And that's the mashmayish to the Rambam, at least in Hilchos Aveda and Ritzayach. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And that applies lachari to any mitzvah. If there's any mitzvah which he doesn't keep lahachis, he's not a yid, he's a min. But that's only completely lahachis. What if he's a shavik keteir v'ochel yisura type of lahachis? He doesn't care one way or the other. So then the pashtus is, if it's any other mitzvah, if it's only one mitzvah, he's still a yid. And if we're talking about the mitzvah of nevela, so again, he's still a yid. But Taiz and the Rosh hold, there's a new problem with him. The problem is, you don't keep kosher, you're not called the Bar Zvicha. So Mela, even if he has it in a yid, he's not a bar zvicha, and his shchita would be nevela, even if you buy the ksak, and even if you write nice and mitchila v'atzayif, if he doesn't care about achas kashrus at all. And that's a psak halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Hagam, the Aruch Reinim, you could learn up the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, that somebody who's a shavik teiv achli sura, even if it's not bedafka lahachas, he has a din of a min and he's a guy. But like I said, the guy learns that there's no such shita. If he's bedavka lahachis, he has din of a guy, that's a shita say Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Ra'av. And if he doesn't care one way or the other, by nevela, he doesn't have a din of a guy, he's not a bar zvicha, and that's a shita of Taiz and the Rush. Now there's one other confusing inyan. What's a din if someone's a kaifer? He doesn't believe in the Torah. Is he considered a bar zvicha? Is he considered like a guy that his shchita is not good, even if he observed all the hilchos shchita, or not? So the Rambam says, in hilchos shchita, perek dalad, halacha yid dalad, v'mayim shumid lavei dezaya, ay mechal shamas sefehesya, ay min, v'hu ha-kaifa b'tayru v'meishu rabbeinu, k'meishu b'ayna b'chus tshuva, harayu k'goy u'shchita senevela. Someone who's a mumma lavei dezaya, someone who's a mechal shamas sefehesya, someone who's a min, who's a kaifa b'tayru v'meishu rabbeinu, shchita senevela. On the other hand, the Rambam two halachas later says, "Elo atzedukim v'abetusin v'tamidehen v'chol atayin achareim she'enem amidim metayir shabalbeh shkitase asura v'mshagdu f'neinu arezu metayiritz she'en eshkitasem elashem yekalkalu v'eminem amidim metayiritz ashkita l'fich en nemanim leim aleika kalnu." So he says that stukin v'abetusi the shkita is no good because he might have messed up, and if we see him shecht and he kept the halacha shchita, so then he says it's kosher. So the Lechem Mishnah is already bothered that the Rambam says that a min, and he's a kaifa b'tayva meisher abeinu k'meishu b'ayinu b'halchas tshuva, his shchita is no good. And you look at halchas tshuva, and he says that the five people called minim, and they're all people that don't believe in the Eveshto, they believe is too, whatever the case is, they believe in Akshama. And someone who's a kaifa b'tayva meisher abeinu, the Rambam doesn't call him min in halchas tshuva, he calls him a kaifa b'tayva. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is not mechalik between someone who's kaifa b'tayir shebichsav or kaifa b'tayir shebalpeh. And here the Rambam says that someone who's kaifa, in his words, b'tayir v'meishu rabbeinu, is shkitas in avela, period, even if you know he shechted well. And the tzedukim and besusim and kol atayim achreim she'enim aminim b'tayir shebalpeh is only osa because shem yikalkalu. But otherwise, if the shakl b'feneinu, it's m'teris. So the Lechem Mishnah is bothered, what's the makar of the Rambam to mechalik between the two? Well, lechayri, it's not so shver, because Agamar is mefurish that a shkitas kusi is mutter, as long as you know that he shechted properly. And kusim are not maminim b'tayir shabalpeh, like the Gemara is mefur, they don't believe in lifnei either, and that's why you have to be chaytach b'zayis v'aychalai, and it's only because they're muchzik in this mitzvah that they keep this mitzvah, but otherwise they don't believe in tayir shabalpeh. The Emes is, it's a Mefurish Rambam in Perek Vav from Milchus Avodah Malach Vav that says that whenever the Gemara says a din about kusim, It doesn't apply to today's kusim, because the Gemara is going to say in the coming up letter that the kusim all have a din of goyim gemurim. They were guys, they're goyim gemurim. They found the Dmus Baragrizim, the Dmus Yayna Baragrizim, they're goyim gemurim. But whatever the Gemara says about kusim, we could apply to tzedukim and beisusim, because that has the same din. They're also not maminim b'tarish l'bapet. So l'chaya, the Rambam's chiluk came because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Chavavim, Mabeis, and other places, the minim and the mumrim, that bekursim, they have a din of a guy, that meridim v'leim island, or whatever it is, and the Rambam understood from that they have a din of a guy. And yet the kusim do not have a din of a guy. So he vaisteis was mechalik between someone who is an apikaris that denies everything, he's a kaifa b'tayif m'esher ben, he doesn't believe in the whole thing, he has a din of a guy, his shkid is nevela. And someone who believes in the Torah, just doesn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, where he, Enoch and Ami has no namanis, but if we see that he shechted properly, it would be a good shkita. He doesn't have a din of a guy. And as I state in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Beis, Siftes, that stuka beisusi, mamish like the Rambam, they're not neman on shkita, but if you check the knives and the chayim ayindam al gabam, so the shkita is kosher. But the problem is, it's murgel b'fiakol when someone is kaifet b'divrei chazal. So people will say he's a kaifet b'divrei chazal. So that means that yena is yain esach and he's pasul la'edus and shkitas nevela. And what's the makar for this? That means the tshuva sarajba. The tshuva sarajba is brought in the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Yutes, legabe the din of eidachan emun biyisurin. And the Shulchan Aruch there, Yeraday Yisim and Kufi Yates only brings the din that the Rashba says that someone who's kaifer, Bedivre Chazal, is not Neman, you don't say on him Erecha Neman B'Yisurin. But the Shach brings down the Rashba, the Melure, that someone who's kaifer Bedivre Chazal, he has a din of a guy, and his Yaina is Yahin Nesach, and he's Pasul Eidus, and Shkitas in Avela. But it sounds like a big stira to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Beis that says that Stukia Beisusi, the Shkita is good if Achayim Rein Oysam and Achayim Oynum Al Gabon. And the Emma says, Gabi, all these dinim, we find in Shas, Lamashal Yayin. The Gemara says this in Gittin, Perigimla, and in other places, that have Lekech Yayin Ibeina Kusim, someone who buys wine from the Kusim. So the Gemara talks about how he could take Meisah from it if it's too close to Shabbos, to actually take out the Chumas and Meishas. So the Kusim are Chashid on Chumas and Meishas, and Kusim don't believe in Chazal, and nevertheless, you could buy wine from them and drink the wine. And also, Lagabi Eidus, the Gemara says in Gittin, Afyad Aleph, that if you have the 8 Kusi on a get, it's Kasher. And the Gemara there talks about, Mar brings down the whole Sugya of Ksivi and Achzuk Vichuli. But it's Mavur there, that even though the Kusim are not necessarily Maimin, entire Shabbal Peh. But still, as long as, let's say they were Achzik in Gittin, it would be good enough. So you see that the Kusim, a Gemara that says that the Yayin is okay, and the Eidus is fine, and the Shkita is fine. And the Rambam, like we said in Hilchas Avodim, says it is the same din anytime there's a din by Kusi, it applies to Sukkah Mesusi today. And the Rambam refers in Hilchas Shkita and the Shulchan Aruch say that Shkita of Sukkah Mesusi is good. But it's very sure how that stems with this Tshuva Sarajma that the Beis Yosef brings in Simon Kuf Yutes, and the Shach brings it, and that says that anyone who's not Maimon B'Divrei Chazal, he's like a guy, and his Yayin is Yayin Nesach, and his Eidus is Pasul, and his Shchit is Nevela. I saw the Yad Yehud is bothered with it. He doesn't say much with the Klarkite. The Chazainish, in Chazainish Yerideya, Simon Beis, Aishches, he asks the same Kasha, and he says that perhaps the Rashba, the Tshuva Sarajba, means not someone who's just kaifer in one or two chazals, someone who's kaifer in some chazals. It means someone who's kaifer in the entire Yiddishkeit, the entire observance of Torah, which is given to us by chazal, even if he officially believes in Torah Shebichtav, but basically he's not keeping the mitzvahs altogether. Not like the Kusim, or even the Tztukim and Beisusim, which keep the mitzvahs. There's some differences they have between them and chazal. They don't believe in all the chazals, but they keep the basic idea, so male, they don't have a din of a guy. But the Yad Yehuda here is not mashmat way, he certainly wasn't Samech that way. He felt that someone who doesn't believe in Chazal, and he says, unfortunately, there's plenty of those, he says, they wouldn't be Neman, that the Shechita wouldn't be good. And the pre-Tayar from the Aruch Chaim and Simon Kuf Yates also talks about, he says he was in a Medina, where that Medina, the people told him that if Chazal say something and it makes sense, then they believe it. For whatever doesn't make sense for the Chazal, they just disregard. And he says that they have a din of a guy, mamish, that yain is yain nesach, the shechit is nevela, even though they seem to be completely observant, yidin. And the Chazon Ish himself, even though in the Sefer he writes this thing, that the Rashi means only when someone who's not keeping the entire Yiddishkeit of pi Chazal, but just being kaifer in a Chazal here and there, he doesn't have a din of a guy. But in the Igris Chazon Ish he writes, that Anuki Balnu, that anyone who's kaifer in any Maim Chazal, Bein Ba'alocha, Bein Ba'agoda, has a din of a guy, and Yeni Ayin Nesach, and it's possible Eidus and Shkitas and Avela. But the Shaila is, how does it shtim with the Gemara of Shkitas Kusi, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam of Stuki and Besusi, Vitzarechi Ayit Iyin Bezeh? Now, one of the very sadistic Inyan, in Pshat in the Gemara, we had said in the previous year, that it's a machlokes rishonim. Where do we know that a guy's shechita is no good? A guy mamish, where do we know his shechita is no good? Rav Yishayim say you learn it out because says v'zavachta mashaat is aveichat ta'ichel. You have to be a bar zvicha in order for your shechita to be good. And the Rambam says you learn it out from v'kar lecha v'echalta mizivchay that you see from that pasuk that a guy's shechita is no good. And we spoke out a shaila if the pshat is that we see from this pasuk that a guy's shechita is no good and memela it's part of the isin avela. Or we see from here a bezunder extra lav on shechitas guy. The chalda mizivkai gives you a lav on shechitas guy. We mentioned the Rambam says that a shechitas guy does not have tumas masa. That would indicate that it's not an avela. We spoke about this barichas. We also mentioned that there's a machlekes apeskim. Rav Feiskim hold, the Rambam Bukhari seems to say this clearly, that if the guy is not an oved avedah zarah, his shechit is only possible midarabanan. If you have a guy which is not oved avedah zarah, his shechit is only possible midarabanan. And the pasuk's talking about if he's an oved avedah zarah. And that's what the Rambam says. But the Shach says that in his Rambam, it said if a kusi is shechs and he's not oved avedah zarah, it's midarabanan. It's dafka by a kusi it's a din derabanan. But by a real guy, avanda the Rambam holds this deraisu. Hashayel in the paiskim, I'll leave it to the Rambam. So as negayin to our sugya is like this. The Shach says, I have a raya from our sugya, that if a guy who's not oved avodah zarah shechs, it's no good midaraisa. Because the Gemara is mavur, on the Feyim and Aleph, when the Gemara brought the Braisa to argue on Evan and Amishmuel, and the Braisa said that when you have, we're talking about karbanis, but it says that if he's a mummer, he can't bring a karban, but if he's a ben adam shadaymel and behema, Mipayshi Yisrael, he could bring a carbon. And except if he's a mummer from Michal Shabbos of Hesha, Manasseh Kayim for Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara tight, Darsh in the Braisa, that a mummer l'chol atayr kula can't bring a carbon. A mummer l'davar echad could bring a carbon. But a mummer l'Avodah Zarah, even for davar echad, cannot bring a carbon. And all this is learned out from the Psukim. Because Zak the Shach, when you see a mummer l'chol atayr kula who's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, Mefurish there, that he can't bring a carbon, that the Pasuk is saying is the end of a guy. But the Rambam, if you hold that the Rambam holds it, even if he's mamish a guy, as long as he's not Oved Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be a problem either, Isa. So how would that be worse than a mumul chalatara kula, but not for Avodah Zarah? How could that be that he is a problem either, Isa? Elamai, once you see that someone who has a din of a guy, even if he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, his sheet is no good midaraisa. Who a din, a kolshkein, a guy mamish, that is not oved avodah zarah, would have a din that his sheet is possible midaraisa. Thus, tainit the shach, and lechayr it's a good kasha, amu reivachreinim hold, that the Rambam holds, that any guy that's not oved avodah zarah is a din derabanan. So Rabbi Kiveg on the Shulchan Aruch says that he doesn't think it's muchrich. Why? Because he says, let's say like the other rishonim, that pasul because he's not a bar zvicha. And the Rashba holds, a guy is not a bar zvicha, but the Rashba holds, if you have a mumer eichel nevelis lahachis, the Rashba holds, even if it's mamish lahachis, and the Ran holds, not if it's mamish lahachis, he tak as a din of a guy, but As long as it's because he doesn't care one way or the other, his shkita is kasher. He's called the Bar Zvicha. So even though he doesn't keep kashrus, he doesn't keep kosher at all, but still, the fact that he's mitzuva on shkita, that makes him a Bar Zvicha, so memela, his shkita is kasher midiraisa. His shkita is kasher, even Arbanan, as long as you know that the shkita was done with the Hilcha shkita. Even though he doesn't keep kosher, but he's still called the Bar Zvicha because he's mechuyev to keep kosher. So, what does the Gemara want? The Gemara is asking an Avana number Shmuel that says that a mumel of Chav Meshkita is kosher from this Brisa. This Brisa says he has a din of a guy. Fine. But is he mitzuva to eat kosher? Yes. He's mitzuva to eat kosher. Now, what's the problem with the guy? The problem with the guy is he's saying he's not a Bar Zvicha. If a guy would be a Bar Zvicha, his Shkita would be good. And how does the Rajban the Ran define a Bar Zvicha? Not someone who actually keeps the mitzvahs, but someone who's mechuyev to keep the mitzvahs. So what's the difference if he's a Mechal Shabbos of Vehesya, if he's an Oivet of Eidah Zara, if he's Kaifa Bechal Atariya Kula? Lamaisi is mechuyev to eat kosher. You have a story with the Vilna Gaon, that there was a Meshumid that was eating treif, and he told him, you're not allowed to eat treif. And the Meshumid says, but I'm a Meshumid, what's the difference what I eat? He says, even if you're a Meshumid, you're still going to get Einish for every treif you eat. Doesn't matter, you're an Oivet of Eidah Zara. You're still Mechuyev to keep kosher. So Mekveg is asking Stamashtaka Kasha, what's the pshat that someone who has a din of a guy, his shkita is no good, since he's Mechuyev to keep kosher, he should be called the Bar Zvicha, and it should be a good shkita, even if he has a din of a guy. Now, I don't know why Rabbi Kivega only asked that kasha on the Rajman the Ran. I would think it's Shver and Taisus as well. Because when you have a Mumma L'Avodah Zarah, like Achav and his people, and they kept kosher, Taisus only says that someone who's a Mumma Eichel Nevelis L'Hachas, so he doesn't keep kosher, so mainly he's not called the Bar Zvicha, because Bar Zvicha is not defined by what the Mechuyiv to keep kosher. It also needs that you should actually keep kosher. But if you have somebody that's both mechuyev to keep kosher, and he actually keeps kosher, but he happens to have a din of a guy, because he's an Eved Eidah Zarah, because he's a Mechal Shabbos of Asya. So even according to Taisus, why isn't he called the Bar Zvicha? He's mechuyev to keep kosher, and he does keep kosher. So it sounds like it's just a Shmer and Taisus. It's a little bothering me, Rabbi Kvega, why he only asked it on the Raj Ben Naran. But I'll go upon him. So Rabbi Kvega says, Ein Echinam. Be'etzim is avada Bar Zvicha. And the Gemara says that that it's possible, means a psul derabanan. Because there's a din that a guy has a psul derabanan. So what's the kasha from the Braisa? The kasha is just one thing. You see from the Braisa that we're gonna make a din in its equivalent, a kaifa b'chala terikula, with a mumala ve'dezara, and the mumala chal shamas sefesya. Rav Anan and Shmuel, there's a difference. A mumul chal terekula, his maskim has a din of a guy, and his maskim that a guy is a psul derabanan. My held that a mumul lavay desara doesn't have a din of a guy. And now we're bringing a brisa, tifta de Rav Anan tifta, that a mumul desara also has a din of a guy. But what is the din of a guy? The din of a guy is that it's a psul derabanan. Chazak de Bikvega, if you're going to say that, sa'afana naim in the Rambam. And in the Rambam will be a difference, because a guy that does Avodah Zarah has a psul deraisa, the chaltim yizivchai. A guy that keeps the laws of Avodah Zarah, that's not a mumal Avodah Zarah, that's only derabana. That's stated in the Rambam, lefi rei v'achreinim. So who would be a mumar, if he's a mumal Avodah Zarah, okay, he doesn't read the size, but it's pashut, if he's a mumal Avodah Zarah, that's not a psul deraisa, lefi the Rambam, even though he's a yid, but he has a din of a guy, and he's a din of a guy that does Avodah Zarah. But if he's a mumer, let's say, l'chal shamas efehesya, or a mumer l'haches, or any other type of mumer that has a din of a guy, but he happens not to do avodah zarah, so that would be only the rabbanon l'das the Rambam. And the Gemara is not shver, because the Gemara means that it's the din of a guy, and the male will be a psul derabbanon. That's like Rabbi Kivega. But it's a tremendous chiddush Rabbi Kivega saying, that since a guy is possible because he's not a bar zvicha, and if Bar Zvicha is defined by someone mechuyev in the laws of Shkita, so even someone who doesn't keep the whole Torah, he's still mechuyev in the laws of Shkita, meaning the Rashi is a Bar Zvicha, and the Gemara's psul is only a psul derabanan. And Rabbi Kmeiga wants to bring a raya from Iran. The Ran, later on the Af Yudalit, on the mission of Sheikhet B'Shabbos, the Ran says that some say that Sheikhet B'Shabbos and Sheikhet L'Avodah Zarah have a din of Shkita's Mumah. The Gemara says it's considered a Shkita. Why is it considered a Shkita and it's not Metameh B'Masa and there is a din of Isis B'Noi, the Gemara says? So he has a problem. Anytime a guy Sheikhs B'Shabbos is the Machal Shabbos of Hesya, or anytime a guy Sheikhs L'Avodah Zarah is the Mumah L'Avodah Zarah. As we show him his question, Beis Hashem, maybe we'll get into it in later Shiur. So Shainim's question on Daf Yudalad. But the Ran says, he is a Shechitas Mumer, but that it's not Matami B'Masa, and that there is a din of Isavis Benoi, is because he's not Mamish like a Shechitas Nachri, because he's not a guy, because Kedusha of Kedusha. So what does he mean? A guy Taka would be Matami B'Masa, he's learning. It would be a problem of Isavis Benoi. It wouldn't be Issav Isavis Benoi, it's Mamish not a Shechita. But a mumal avodah zarah or a mumal chal shamis of hesya, it's not matami b'masa. There is a din of Isav es benai, and the reason why is because he is a yid, it's kedusha of kedusha. So Adir Kvegel Lechari means that since he is a yid and he's mechuyev to keep the laws of shkita, so the issa that he's a guy, he's a vadi, he's a guy, mean there isa, maybe legabe yashav es aveda or legabe psal edas. But that he's not a bar zvicha, he is a bar zvicha, because he's mechuyev to keep the laws of shkita, and the is the psul is only the rabbanim. But he says it's not mashma way in the words of the Ran, because the Ran could have said, the Ran didn't have to say that it's not matami b'masa, etc. He could have said that mid the rabbanon enechinami it's matami b'masa, it's totally nevela, and mid the raisa it's a good shkita. The Ran is mashma some sort of a chilik mid the raisa, which is also very shver zach. That legabe heter achila, and we spoke about this in the previous shiur, legabe shkita's guy, the dasarama, but legabe heter achila, it's also midaraisa, but legabe masa and legabe isavis benai, it is considered a shkita. And he asks the kasha, that if you're gonna say like what he's saying, that the din, that when you become like a guy, and you're still a bar zvicha because you're mechuyiv in the shkita, and it's only a psul derabanan, so what's the Gemara's raya from Yerushafat then Achav, if it's derabanan, maybe they didn't make the gzeri yet. Just like the Gemara says, Bayayin Nesach, they didn't make the gzeri yet. So I wanted a tiny, but Kvega doesn't read this ice klar, but I think it's Parshit. Now, if you're going to say this in the Rambam, that a guy, or a Mechal Shabbos Sefahes, or whatever it is, it does not even avay desire, is a psul derabanan, it still wouldn't be a problem with the Gemara, because even a Yid that became like a guy because he's Eved Avodah Zarah, if he's also Eved Avodah Zarah, so then he's already like a guy that's Eved Avodah Zarah, and Avada that would be a Psul Deraisa. Because there is a Din Deraisa becomes like a guy. The Shaila is, does that pass a Lashkita me Deraisa? Vila Ramam only if he happens to be an Eved Avodah Zarah, which that would be the case by Yaakov. But the way Rabbi Kivega says, that if you're going to say that the psul guy is because he's not a bar zvicha, so even if these people have a din of a guy, but since they're mechuyev and shchita, that would make them a bar zvicha, and the male of that psul would only be midarabanan, so vayta, what do you want from Yeshafat and Achav? How do you know the gzeir, the rabbanan was there already? So Rabbi Kvega blames the tzarechin in the end. L'chayr l'maskana, medav zagan like this. If you have a din of a guy, even if you mechuyev in shkita, and like I tined it, even if you keep hilchas shkita, someone who's eved avodah zarah, mechal shabbos if he has to, whatever the case is, he has a din of a guy, but he keeps kosher religiously. Doesn't matter. If you have a din of a guy, even if you mechuyev to keep hilchas shkita, and even if you do keep hilchas shkita, it's a psul deraisa. That's one way you're not called the bar zvicha. And if you don't have a din of a guy, so then taisus is mechadish, that if you don't actually keep the laws, you're also not called a bar zvicha, and the Rishayim hold no. Since you're mechuyev in the laws, you're called a bar zvicha. But that's also if you don't have a din of a guy. But Rabbi Kvega felt good, then hechetesa. If there's one pasuk of bar zvicha, and bar zvicha is defined that he's mechuyev in shkita, and I like tzu, Kvega doesn't say this, I like tzu, and even if bar shkita is defined that you're mechuyev and you keep the laws of shkita, so mechetesa, mechal shamas, if you know, even if I desire, even if he's mamish a guy, but even if he's a guy, it's a bar zvicha. He's mechuyiv in shkita, he keeps shkita. So mechit heiser should be possible. Abedashdeit. That's what the Gemara says. If he has a din of a guy, even if he's mechuyiv in shkita and keeps shkita, he's possible because he's a guy. If he has a Nivayin, then Taisus holds that he has to actually keep Shkita and other Rishayim home as long as he's Mechuyiv and Shkita is called the Bar Zvicha. And now we'll discuss a bissel the Inyan of Shkita's Mumer, the other Inyan, where the Mumer is Taka Kasha for Shkita if we knew that he did it correctly. But the question was about his Nemanis for Shkita, how that works. And we'll discuss four cases. Mumer L'Teavayn, Stukiu Besusi, Mumala Hachis, and Mumala Sharaveris. Now, by Mumala Teavin, the Gemara says it didn't clearly. The Gemara says that you have to be Baidik the Sakin, because he's not Neman on Bedikas the Sakin, because that's a Midi de Tircha, so he might not want to be Matriach, since he's a Mumala Eichel Nevelas the Teavin. If it's too hard for him, he doesn't keep kosher. So maybe it'll be too hard for him to prepare the Shechita knife, to sharpen it properly, to check it properly, and to make sure it's good. So you only allow a Shechita from a Mumma Eichel Nevel Sateyavin, only if you check the knife. And once you check the knife, you don't have to be watching the Shechita at all, not even Nichnas V'yetze, because since his Lateyavin, Leshavik Ateyav Achel Yisura, it's not any difficult to check properly, and therefore, we're saying Mechanim entirely, just not for Bidik as a second. And like the Rishayim said, you have to be Baidik the Sakin beforehand, otherwise we're afraid you might forget and not be Baidik it afterwards. There is one Machlekes Rishayim, though, by Mumma Eichel Nevel Sateyavain, and the Rambam says in Nusach that he's a Mumcha. He's a Eichel Nevel Sateyavain, and he's a Mumcha, you can be Baidik Sakin and let him Shecht. The Mashmois of the Rambam is that if he's a Mumma Eichel Nevel Sateyavain, we have to know that he knows Hilcha Shechita. If we don't know that he knows Hilcha Shechita, so we don't allow him to shecht even with Bedikas Sakin. On that, the Ramban and the Rashba argue, they say that since it's a din of Reiv Mitzvah, it's a Shechita Mumchenein, and if any Yid wants to shecht, we don't have to ask him if he knows Hilcha Shechita. That's the halacha. We spoke in previous year, Kumi L'chadchila, you have to find that he knows Hilcha Shechita. But B'di'evid was saying that he knows Hilcha Shechita. So who a din? Exactly the same thing with the Mumer. Al-Kapanim B'di'evid, if we don't know that he knows Hilcha Shechita, we could be Seimich on the Reiv Mitzuyim Eitz Shechita Mumchenein. But the Rambam is not Mashman that way. And the Ran, Lehedi brings, and he says it's Mashman away from the Baal Halachos, that if you have the Yisrael that's a Mumer Eichel Nevel Sateyavain, it's Me'ikar Adin, you're not allowed to eat from a Shechita unless you tested him and you know that he knows Hilcha Shechita. And the reason the B.R. Groh explains is because part of the Reiv Mitzuyim Meitzah Shechita Mumchenein is the assumption that a Yid that doesn't know Hilcha Shechita will not go and Shecht, because he knows he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, so he knows that he's not going to Shecht properly. But if you have someone who is an Eichel Nevelas L'Teyavein, when he'll save money or whatever it is, he might eat the Nevelas, so who adin, if he wants to be a Sheikhet, and he can make money on the Shechita, or for whatever reason that he'll have that a taiva to Shecht, even though he doesn't know the halachis, so he might take a Shecht without knowing the halachis. You could trust a regular Yid, even if you have no idea who he is, you could assume a Cheskes Kashus, a Reiv, that someone who Shechted probably knew a Shechita. But once you know that this guy does not, he's an Eichel Nevelis, so, and he shechs, when you have people that are Eichel Nevelis at Yavin, there's no rave by them that they're Mumchen. If they shech, they wouldn't shech that they're not a Mumcha. So that's Pshat in the Rambam, that's what the Ran holds, that you can only trust a Mumr Eichel Nevelis at Yavin on Shechita if you checked and you know that he knows Hilcha Shechita, and as they Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. So that's in regard to Mumma Eichel Nevel Sateyavin. Bedikas Sakin is good enough. He's Neman everything else. And Amachalik Shishenim is that only if we know that he knows Hilcha Shechita, or can we assume that he knows Hilcha Shechita, Al Tzarev Mitzuyim Eitz Shechita Mumchamein. Now, Legabe Tzduki and Besusi, which was Negei the Gemara Legabe Kusi, this we've said in the previous Shem, that Taisus held that Nichnas of Yetzeh works even without Bedikas Sakin. As long as you're checking up on him, and you could be by the kesakin, Taisa says that a kusi would be scared not to have a proper sakin. Aye, why isn't Yisrael mumma echel velsa teoven scared not to have a proper sakin? The Teretz is because he thinks that he is a regular Yisrael, and he doesn't think anyone's going to check up on him. Mashenkin, a kusi knows that you don't trust him at all. So Mamela, even with the Yetziv and Nichmas, he'll be scared to shech with the sack and pug him. You might catch him. So this we spoke out, that L'chaya, that should be the halacha by Tzduki and by Susi. That is one other difference in Tzduki and by Susi and Kusi. That by Kusi we have halacha, that if he shechs and we didn't have the Yetziv and Nichmas, we could be chaytach kizayis basav and eisenloi. But that's only by Kusim, which were muchzik by them, that they keep el cheshkita. Hashenkin by Tzduki and by Susi, someone who doesn't believe in Chazal, so he has no nemanis. So even though, like we said, in Hilchos Shechita it says that he has a din of a bar zvicha, and if he shechs, it's not considered the veil as long as he shecht it properly, but he has no nemanis b'chlal to say he shecht it properly. And Chaytach Gezayis Basa also wouldn't help. We don't know on its tzduki v'susi that he keeps kosher. He's chashin on that as well, and Memela we can't trust him a bit. You need dafka, you should see. But l'chayr, yetziv nechaz to work, that's a aron that the achreinim ask on the Shulchan Aruch, that says you have to see. L'chayr, why is he different than kusi in that prat, the yetziv nechaz to work? Now the Shulchan Aruch also says you need bedikas asakin, and the achreinim are also bothered that if by kusi you don't need bedikas asakin, so why would you need it by tzduki and besusi? But like we said, the Ari Shainim, the Ridva and the Chedushi Aran, that say that by kusi also you need bedikas asakin, so maybe the Shulchan Aruch was going with that sheet to Sreshainim, that by Kusi also need Bidikas HaSakin, not like Taisus, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that Stugu Basusi need Bidikas HaSakin. Now, Mumar Eichel Levelis Lahachis, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said it's not a good sheet no matter what. He's not considered a Bar Zvicha, and this is even if he just doesn't care about sheet, not only if he's totally Lahachis, like we were Mayach earlier in the shir about that. But we said the Asa Mishenim hold not that way. The Rashba holds that even if he's a total achis, he's considered a bar zvicha. And the Ran holds if he's a total achis, he's not called a bar zvicha, but if he doesn't care one way or the other, he is called a bar zvicha. But of course, in either case, he wouldn't be Naman. You'd have to be Beidit the Sakin, and you'd have to be Raya. And watch and make sure he's not Menabel the Shkita. Just the Rashba brings a machlekes between the Baal Amor in himself. He says the Baal Amor holds that if you baidik the sakin and you watch the shechita, even lechatchila you can allow a mumer eichel neveles lahachas to shecht. And he holds mistam it's better than chayr shaita v'katan, because chayr shaita v'katan have no idea what they're doing. So memela, it's a good chance they'll be menabel. So memela, you don't give them lechatchila to shecht. Mashenkin a mumer eichel neveles lahachas, even if he's lahachas, but lemaisa you're giving him to shecht, he knows he has to shecht properly for you. And he's not a person, he's a person that's able to shecht, he's a responsible person. So you don't have to be chayshish that he'll be menabel. It's not like a chayshay to v'kana, which is menabel without realizing it. Mashenk in him to be chayshish that while you're watching him, amazed it'll be menabel, that you're not chayshish for. But the Rashbos know, if he's a mumma echel nevelas lahachis, you're not going to give him lechachil to shecht, maybe he'll bedafka be menabel it. The Eish La'ayin in the Rashba, if that's dafka when he's a total lahachisnik, when he bedafka wants to eat treif, so merely a chayshish will bedafka be menabel, or even if he doesn't care one way or the other, so right, he'll shech without caring one way or the other, and he'll be menabel. But it doesn't make a difference, Ladina, because we baskin that even if we know for sure he wasn't menabel, if he's a echel nevel slahachis, his shkita is not a considered a good shkita, because he's not a bar zvicha. Now, there's another machlekes rishonim, what's the din by a mumer for other aveiros? What's the din if he keeps kosher, but he does other aveiros? What's the halacha b'chai gavna? Rav Yishayim hold that he's neman. Because a chashid on one thing is not a chashid on something else. Like the Gemara says, mumul adavar echad is not a mumul achal atar kula. Like the Gemara says, a mumul adavar echad, a mumul achal atar kula, a shkita is not a good shkita. A mumul adavar echad is a good shkita. So he doesn't have a din of a mumul achal atar kula. But the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds if he's a mumul for any avera, he's also, that doesn't have the manas on shechita. That he's not a mumul l'chal atayr kula means that he doesn't have a din of a guy. But in the manas, he already lost the manas. The Rosh is mazmer, and the Rambam holds, once you see that he could be over alive there, Isa, because of Hana, So how do we know that he won't be over the life of Nevela because of Anah? We don't know. He loses his cheskes kashus. He's not a mumul chalatari kula deseis that he doesn't have a din of a guy, but he loses his cheskes kashus. He uses his nemanis on chalatari kula. And the Rosh says it's not mashma that way, because when the Gemara says the din of Baidik Sakinai, the din that you have to obey the sakin by a mumma echel nevela sutta yavin, it says dafka echel nevelais. It should have said mummer to any iser lutta yavin. Why does it say mumma echel nevelais lutta yavin? It's mashmanet, no, that each iser is a separate iser, even if a person is parrots in a certain iser, that wouldn't make that he is considered at all chashid on the iser nevela. But the Rishayim are matcha the raya, because they say that the Gemara had its sad on that Gilmul Midbeis. I mean, I'm sorry, on that Dalad Midbeis, that Mumma Echel Nevelis is worse, because Kevin the Dashbe Kateri Damya. That maybe, if someone's chashed on anything else in the Torah, so he's not a guy, but maybe Mumma Echel Nevelis, Kevin the Dashbe Kateri Damya, and even Medika Sakam wouldn't help, you would be chashed him, even to be Shavu Keter of Achal Isura. So that's Rava's Chiddush, that even if we know he ate Nevelos, but still he's a Le Shavu Keter of Achal Isura. But Einechanami, even if he's Mumma for anything else in the Torah, he still would not be Neman on Bedikas HaSakin, he'd be Neman on Shchita, because of Shavu Keter of Achal Isura, but he wouldn't be Neman, he'd have the same Chaymer as Mumma Echal Nevelos. And the Gaon brings a Ksas Raya to the Rambam, because when the Gemara brings Mumma La'arelos, the Gemara brings Mumma La'arelos together with the other two dinim, Kusi and Aral and Yisrael Mumer. And the other two, Kusi and Yisrael Mumer, you need a tikkun. Kusi, you need Chayta Chizayis Basav Eichel, and Yisrael Mumer, you need Bait Bedika Sakin. So who would an Aral, a Mumma La'arelos, only works with a tikkun, with Bedika Sakin, and a Cherim Aimdem Agabov? So that's the machlekes. Achreinim will ask a gavaldik kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like a big chumra. That if he's parrots in any aveira, he's not neman on shkita. I mean, if he's parrots lutei oven, he'll still be neman if you bade the sakin, but he's not neman on bedika sakin for shkita, even if we have no reason to think that he's not in gansen makbid on shkita. The Achreinim will ask a kasha at the Gemara on daf yud beis. The Gemara that we learned from there, that Rav Mitzvah Meitz Shkudah Mumchen Meim, says that if his chicken was stolen, or his goats were stolen, and he finds them, and they're shechted, he's allowed to eat them, because we say that Rav Mitzvah Meitz Shkudah Mumchen Meim, even though we're dealing with a ganav. The Chayrit sounds like, even though he's a ganav, so that's one aveir, he's parrots on Gneva. But who says he's parrots on eating treif? So the Chayitz of a first Uriah, that you can't bring Uriah from one Isser to another Isser. So Achreinim Mutchizach with it, the Prisha and the Bach and the Shach and the Taz, some want to say that's talking about he only stole once. This whole din of Mumer is not a one-time thing. It means he did it several times. So there we only know that he stole once. Shal is the Gemara, there was a Mashma anyway. It's Mashma, even a well-known Ganav is Neman on Shchita. Now, Achreinim Mutchizach with it. But Lamaisa, Rav Yishayinim hold that if you're chashin on one Isser, you're not chashin on another Isser. So, Mel, even if he's parrots on one Aveira, but if he's not parrots on Shchita he keeps, he's Neman, even for Bedika Sakin, he's in Gansi Neman. And the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds that if anyone's parrots on one Isser, he's not Neman. The Rambam says, that's Dafka by a Mummer. Dafka if he did it several times. If he's just Pasul Eidus, his Lashin is, from one time you become Pasul Eidus. But if Psul Eidus, even in an Issa Deraisa, but if Psul Eidus, if it's one time, doesn't make you a Chashid. Chashid is only several times, that's a Mummer. There's a Ramah that says that's Dafka by Shairish Surim, but by Nevela, even one time, you become a Chashid on Nevela. But the Achreinim are bothered by it. Where did Ramah get to make a Chiluk? L'chari, the whole Sugya is a Sugya of Mummer. Mummer is if you did it several times. Hirshainim also discussed it, like I said earlier in the Shia, Naf Yudalit, by Sheikhet B'Shabbos. And the question is, why is a Shechita Ksheira? Why don't you say that he's a Mumu L'chal Shabbos of Fehesya? The Teretz is one time doesn't necessarily make you a Mumer. But the Ramaz Mashma Al-Kapanim, one time of being Oivin Nevela would make you a Mumer, and the Chreinim Abadah, they ain't come Akam L'Harich.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shirim on any Daf and Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.